The African National Congress had a very good night last night in by-elections. We speak to elections analyst Wayne Sussman. Welcome, Wayne.
Thank you, Chris. It's good to speak to you again.
Please share those ANC results with us.
The ANC had a remarkably good night last night. There was a by-election in Soweto, which, as we know, is the most populous township in South Africa. There was also a key by-election in the Umgungundluvu district, which is the second most populous district in KwaZulu-Natal, in the municipality of Impofana, which is by Moy River, which is not too far from Pietermaritzburg. And then the ANC also won a seat in the town of Springbok in the Northern Cape. But let's start with Soweto. You saw Umkhonto weSizwe roll out their big guns. I know that Floyd Shivambu campaigned there. We know that Julius Malema from the EFF campaigned there. And we also know that last week, the mayor of Johannesburg, Dada Morero, had a special address to the council where he presented his turnaround strategy. For many BizNews listeners or viewers in Johannesburg, they speak of a city in decline. But we've now seen this by-election result in Soweto, where the ANC essentially held their own, were 1% off from what they received in 2021, slightly higher than what they received on the provincial ballot in 2024 in this particular ward. And that's an outstanding result, particularly where we're just about 16, 18 months away from the local government election. Usually in the lead up to major elections, there can be a reality check for those parties who've governed wards for a very long time. But this result will satisfy not just Dada Morero, but the whole ANC in Johannesburg, and of course, nationally.
And what did you make of the DA's performance last night?
Well, the DA, I think even though they were 95% of the vote, and let me say, I compare turnouts. I expected a very low turnout in the Stellenbosch by-election because there are only two parties in the ballot. It's winter in the Cape, winter in Stellenbosch. But the turnout was only 7%. So yes, you won 95% of the vote, but only 7% of voters turned out. And those voters in Stellenbosch might have said, look, it's there's no reason in voting. The ANC doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell. But 7% is very low. And there was also an issue which I learned of very late. There was a specific drive by residents in this ward and residents of Stellenbosch to spoil their ballots. So the spoiled ballot total was 11%. And by the way, we include that 11% in the 7%. So it would have even been lower if there wasn't been this concerted effort to spoil people's ballots. So the DA now has to contest with voters who are probably more likely to be DA voters than any other voters who decide to spoil their ballot, and the very small amount of voters who didn't show up. So the DA will have to reach out to the Stellenbosch voters. Stellenbosch is very important to the Democratic Alliance. It's one of the municipalities where there's a relatively new mayor, where it's a party they won with an outright majority in 2021. So they have some work to do. But I would like to speak more about the ANC's performance in KwaZulu-Natal, if I may, Chris.
Please do.
So this was a very interesting result. Just to remind the viewers, in 2024, Umkhonto weSizwe won 50% of the vote in this ward. And again, this is a rural ward, yes, but it is part of a district which is the second most populous district in KwaZulu-Natal. And in 2024, we had a by-election here, and the ANC won just under half of the vote, and Umkhonto weSizwe's vote share fell from 50% to 19%, and I've spoken about this before, that this was their worst performance in a by-election when one compares their support with the 2024 result in that ward. So what I was looking for here was the ANC victory in 2024 in the by-election an outlier, or is the Umkhonto weSizwe 50% in May 2024 the outlier? Now that we've had this two consecutive by-elections in the space of a year in this ward, we can quite comfortably say, because the ANC went up slightly, that the Umkhonto weSizwe result in 2024 was the outlier, not the ANC's by-election performance in 2024. I hope that makes sense. But because we are able to compare three elections within the space of a year, we can say that the ANC's by-election victory in August 2024 was not the outlier. So the ANC will be delighted with this performance. We know that they've lost some wards recently in parts of KwaZulu-Natal, but Umkhonto weSizwe would have expected this momentum to continue. It didn't continue in this key part of KwaZulu-Natal. The ANC will be absolutely chipper about this, and they actually grew last night from 49% to 51%. And now then
continue.
One more, the Northern Cape. Now, one of the things which I think is missing from general analysis in South Africa, when people speak about who's going to be the next leader of the ANC, people speak about Fikile Mbalula, who has roots in the Free State, but is ostensibly lived in Gauteng for many years. Paul Mashatile, who's a Gauteng person, and Patrice Motsepe, who of course has lived in Gauteng for many years. One of the key things which was clear in the 2024 elections was that provinces like Limpopo, the Eastern Cape, and Northwest were resolutely in the ANC column. And I think what is missing from the analysis is a rural champion who doesn't necessarily have to lead the ANC, but certainly maybe be in the top three or four of the ANC. And that's why I want to focus on the Northern Cape. Premier Zamani Song, who's the provincial leader in the Northern Cape, since the 2024 election, the ANC have won four wards off opposition parties in the Northern Cape, three off the DA, and last night off the Namakwa Civic Movement, which is a very strong local party in Springbok, in the Namakoi municipality. And I think with this by-election win, which is crucial, not only did the ANC pick up a ward, but they withstood an onslaught from the Patriotic Alliance, which really hurt the ANC in the Western Cape and the Northern Cape in 2024. They lost a slight amount of ground, but won the seat off this local party. The PA hurt this local party much more. And I think this is an incredible result for the ANC. And Zamani Saul, if I was the ANC, I would look strongly, not just as him for a leader at the next National Elective Congress, but also someone who's clearly doing something right, that we don't have many by-elections in the Northern Cape. And when they are happening, in more cases than one, the ANC are winning seats off the opposition parties. So all in all, Chris, if I had to look carefully, there are two dates since the May 29 election. I think it was May 29, late May 2024, which stands out as brilliant nights for the ANC. The one was in late December, where the ANC, there were only two by-elections, and the ANC won a seat off the DA in the Northern Cape. It was a big upset. And they won a seat off the IFP in Pietermaritzburg, which is a critical municipality. And then last night. Now, last night, they only won one seat off the opposition, off a local party, but their performance in Soweto and their performance in that battleground district of KwaZulu-Natal were excellent. So last night was either their second best night, or you could say equal their best night since 2024. So this is a great day for the ANC. Can they keep it going on the road to the 2026 or early 2027 local government elections? We know that when the ANC starts to nominate candidates, infighting begins. When the ANC will start mentioning candidates for the next leadership congress, infighting might begin. But right now, if you don the black, green, and yellow colors yesterday, you're a very happy person today.
Now, the next round of by-elections will be on May 28. Where do you expect the most competitive races to be?
Sure. So let's start with the safe seats. There are two safe seats, one in the Free State. We don't have many by-elections in the Free State, near Esma Khashule's hometown. But I expect the ANC, they should hold. There's a township next to the very small town of Kopis. I expect the ANC to do well there. We are returning to Namakoi. but to a much safer ANC seat this time, to the small town of Okip near Namakwa. But the two by-elections I'm going to watch are the town of Sutherland, which is where our main astronomy center is in South Africa, our main observatory is. It's going to be neck and neck between the ANC and the Patriotic Alliance when one considers the last few results. Can the PA beat the ANC? And I need to see whether the DA are running and further take away DA support in Sutherland in the Northern Cape. These are fascinating by-elections because there's only one voting station. So it's quite hard for me as an analyst to analyze them because the whole town shows up at one station. And then just, I spoke earlier about Impofana where we had a by-election not too long ago. There'll be one in the town of Clarkson in the Kokkamer municipality, which is the western half of the Eastern Cape, sparsely populated area, but a diverse ward, which includes some ostensibly mainly colored voters, but the Amafengu people, which is a fascinating topic for Biz News, which are, I think they are Xhosa speakers or Zulu speakers, but the Amafengu people who live in this part of the Eastern Cape, and then some white voters as well. So quite a diverse ward. We're going to see the ANC and the PA go head-to-head, where it was very close last time, and the DA hoping to win back some lost support. So we're going to focus particularly on Kokkamer and the Karoo Hoogland in the Northern Cape, and if the viewers are happy and you're happy, I'd be happy to always come back and speak about that on Biz News.
We would love that. Thank you. That was elections analyst Wayne Sussman giving us his take on the African National Congress's phenomenal performance in by-elections last night. Thank you very much, Wayne. And I'm Christine.